Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now I'm out of breath.
Where were you?
Downstairs, I got a food.
You run up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
Because I wanted to give a full 15 minutes.
Oh.
That's a podcast.
Well, 15 minutes, full 15.
Always say 15 to 20 minutes in length.
That's what they say.
They are never that short.
They also say this show is coming after the show, which is also true. why did you take the stairs or did you go elevator?
Well, I was speed walking and then...
Where were you specifically that you had to speed walk?
I'll explain something. You might find this interesting. So I went downstairs to go to Saprafina, which is attached to our building.
That's your go-to.
I love that place. But when I went downstairs, they're filming, I believe, Chicago Fire here.
They asked you to be in it.
No.
Oh.
Did you get asked on your way in to work, though?
No.
Because I got asked today.
Did you?
Yeah, I got two people to say Chicago Fire. Crew?
I got asked yesterday when they said, background actor? I said, no, I just work here.
I got crew.
I just work here. But I went down and at first I didn't know what was going on because the entire lobby was filled with smoke.
Yeah. They're doing, so they sent out an email that is prudential, warning us, at these hours, the building's going to be filled with, smoke special effects. Don't be alarmed. It's part of filming.
Right. I didn't see that email, so I was a little alarmed.
So you're you come down and you're like, fire!
I was.
No wonder she's out of breath. She took off running.
I know. Well, I thought there was a fire. And I thought it looked like the smoke was coming from the salad place. So I'm like, they had a fire.
Not just salads. I didn't want my chicken grilled that much.
So then I realized what was going on, and then I went and got my food.
You had called 911 already.
She called Chicago Fire and BD.
I did. And you know what's so funny is I knew something was up because all the smoke was everywhere and nobody was panicking. I'm like, what is wrong with everybody?
Yeah, you're am I the only one seeing this? Oh, that is so funny.
I ran back. Good. So I pretty much ran down the hallway and I sprinted up the escalator stairs, which going up escalator stairs, I didn't stand. I walked up them.
Yeah. This is going to be a movie reference that I doubt either of you will remember. And many people not listening will, but one person will get this movie reference. Did you guys ever see the movie Orange County?
Yes.
Nope.
Okay. Wait, you have?
Yes.
With Jack Black and Colin Hanks?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a scene where Sean Brumder is meeting with his guidance counselor, and that's Colin Hanks' character, meeting with his guidance counselor about getting into Stanford, and they switched up his applications. And so it's he's fighting. He's like, no, you guys switched up my applications. I know I was good enough to get into Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts getting hostile because he's very frustrated. And so she then escalates things by saying, no, you know, yelling back at him. And he was like, well, give me my files. And he starts taking it, and she rips it away, and she then maces him, and then goes running out of the her office. Code red! Code red! Code red! And I just imagine that was Melissa running out of the building. Fire! Fire! Fire!
Why is nobody panicking?
I think I went down and I was like, everybody's so calm right now.
Mel's rolling on her way to go get food. Like, stop, drop, and roll, people.
She runs, like, in the middle of the set. She runs in the middle. Guys, there's a fire! And they're like,
guys, fire! Like, oh, thank God, the fire department is here. Gentlemen, act on this.
They're like, cut. Lady, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Fire the police here, too. This makes no sense.
Let me add something really cute to this story, too, okay. By the way, you guys. One of our promotions guys loves being an extra. He's in it.
Eric.
Yep. And he's downstairs in a police uniform. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I saw Eric Bradley?
No.
Eric who?
Eric Ortiz.
Our promotions.
Eric.
He's legit. Eric. That's the second time I saw him. He's legit in a police uniform, and he can pull it off. He looks like a cop.
He's good. He's doing a lot. He does a lot of acting.
He's in a Coca-Cola commercial that's airing nationally over the holidays.
Ooh, that's good pay if it's national.
Wait, is he in it some of the time or always?
What do you mean?
Coca-Cola. Always Coca-Cola. Do you guys remember that?
I know.
Okay, all right. There's a reference.
That wasn't his reference.
Do you remember the Always Coca-Cola commercials? Always Coca-Cola. I think those were the 90s, yeah. Right? No?
I don't really remember.
I remember only in 90s.
Oh, wait, and 2000s. Or what about the Coca-Cola polar bear?
Yeah, but they did that for years. Yeah. And then they brought it back for a while.
And they used to sell stuffed Coca-Cola polar bears. My sister got one, and I was always so jealous that, like, she got it, and I would ask her, can I sleep with it? And she'd always say no.
Wow.
Well, it was hers. It wasn't yours.
Yeah, exactly. But I wanted she didn't have to say yes to you.
I know she didn't, but it would have been nice if she did.
I support your sister on this.
Okay.
It was her
Everyone
thing.
Supports my sister. She doesn't need any more support. I love her. She's the nicest person I've ever met in my life, but she doesn't need more support.
How come we haven't met your sister?
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. There's a really strong reason for that.
You always say how nice she is, and I want to see it for
she
myself.
She is nice, but I'm keeping you guys as far away.
Why?
As she's in Kentucky, you guys are in Illinois, and I'm
just don't,
it that way.
Why, though?
She's not crossing over that
Indiana Is it because we'll river, like her more than you?
Ohio River? I think it's the Ohio River that separates Kentucky and Indiana. River?
Kentucky Lake?
The river that separates Kentucky and Indiana. I think it's the Ohio River.
I don't know. I know Kentucky Lake is 187 miles long.
Did you know? Ooh, here's, speaking of
Which
fun
is
fact.
Like a river.
Did you know about the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri?
I know they had a TV show about it.
Yeah. Ozark.
Yeah.
You're going to be in for a shocking revelation. It is not about that exactly.
Yeah. It has very little to do about the lake.
Mel's just like, I'm waiting to learn about the lake.
Do you know that the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, there's more coastline at the Lake of the Ozarks than there is the entire state of California?
Interesting.
How about that? Isn't that wild? What, Mel's giving me the sharpest stare I've ever seen.
I'm thinking. Like, what?
Mel trying to process this in real time.
I am.
So
I need a map.
The Lake of the Ozarks is over 1,150 miles. California is less than 1,150 miles.
Isn't that crazy?
Can you hit maps?
She wants a map of
you. I need a visual.
What is the river outside of Evansville?
Are you Googling that right now?
I'm trying to. I'm looking at a map right now.
Slowly.
Remember earlier today in the show, you were talking about how you're a big maps person?
I have one in my car.
You have one in your car?
Yeah.
And I called you Rand McNally.
Yes.
Great joke. I feel like not all maps are great because they don't always label everything.
What do you mean? Like what?
The Lake of the Ozark looks like a dragon.
It kind of does.
Ooh.
What big lake is that over there? What's that other big one?
This is a really good podcast.
This is, I know.
Hey, what's that town right there?
Yeah, what's that visual over there that nobody else can see but you and I?
What's that lake right there?
Hey, how about this thing I'm holding that I'm not going to describe at all?
Hold on. Go to the left. Interesting.
Oh my gosh, look out there. So anyway...
That was unbelievable what we just saw. So unbelievable, I don't think we can describe it.
Like, oh my God, by the way, I love your shirt.
Love your shirt looks so... I wish I could describe it in words. Like
if Mel came up, Mel, why are you out of breath? Because I ran up here. But look what's in the lobby. I took a picture. Look, isn't that crazy?
You know, Eric, he's dressed like this.
What were you Googling again?
What was I
Googling? You were Googling something.
I'm Googling, all right.
Oh, the river.
Yeah, the river.
The river.
Look at that subject change real quick. Henderson, Kentucky River. I'm Googling that.
Is there a Henderson, Kentucky River?
Oh, it's the Ohio River. I was right. Okay. Ohio
you didn't
river.
Say Ohio. You
I did
right.
say Ohio River. And then you said Kentucky Lake. And I was like, no, that's Kentucky
I
Lake.
I thought you just said.
And then didn't you say Kentucky Lake? 172 miles?
It's 87. 187 there we go. Miles long.
Yeah. Testing you. You passed.
You passed. Well done, Mo.
You nailed it. Still love that fact.
I wonder if your sister knows that.
No, we should call her.
We should call her.
Hey, what's your sister up to, man? Hey, what's your sister doing?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
You sound like someone in high school. People used to say that to me all the time.
Hey, man. What's your sister up to?
My sister was like on the cheerleading squad, and it was like, and she was older than me, obviously. So she was a senior when I was a sophomore, and every guy would be like, hey, how's your sister? I'd be like, all right, dude, you don't need to stand a chance, Thomas. You don't stand a chance.
Oh, he's talking about somebody in particular.
You don't stand a chance, Gladen.
Gladen?
Yeah, there's a kid named Gladen.
What if your sister came out and was like, I always wish that Gladen character would have chatted with me.
I'd be like, first of all, Whitney, you've been married for over 10 years now.
You can't beat the Glade.
Yeah, she's like, Gladen's the one that got away.
The Glade. Everglades.
Gladen's the one that glod away.
Glod away.
Oh my God.
No,
Gladen just catching strays driving right now.
Can I tell you a funny Gladen story? Because Gladen actually was the Thomas one guy made up. That was made up. But Gladen was actually a real person. Okay. Oh,
I thought the way you said it, I thought Thomas was a real person.
No, like, Thomas right, was made Thomas. Up. But then I went to a real life person, and his name was Gladen, and he was a couple years older than me. And I think I've shared this story with you guys before. I can't remember if it was on the podcast or not. But Gladen is the owner of the funniest like prank that I think I've ever witnessed live in my entire life. I think I was a freshman in high school, and I go to the bathroom, the boys' bathroom, and it was a smaller bathroom, so there's only two urinal stalls and then like two bathroom stalls. And I go up, and I'm using the one urinal because the other slot for a urinal, it was like just a blank wall, like it was construction. It was like blank,
so
there was like a plastic bag like over the spot of the hole where the urinal would go. Okay. So I'm going in the one working urinal in the bathroom. Well, Gladen walks in, and I know of Gladen because I played football or whatever. And he was a junior when I was a freshman, and he walks in and he walks up to where the broken urinal would be.
Oh, you've told me this.
And it was like, and just goes up, unzips his fly. And starts going.
What? He actually did it?
In the vacant spot where the urinal went. Acting like there was a urinal there. And he's just like, I think he put his arm up on the wall. It's like, ah. I'm like dying laughing. Because I'm just like, what is going on right now? This guy's just peeing on the wall, essentially.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember just being like, that is the funniest. And I was like, he's going to get in trouble. And then realizing, no, we're in the bathroom. There's no, you know, teachers or just got
Did
away
you
with
tattle?
It. No, I didn't tattle.
I'm kidding.
You can't tattle on a piddle. So I, yeah, and that to I that sits with me today. He probably doesn't even remember doing that. But I, for whatever reason, I...
It's pretty bold.
I think about that almost every time I go into a bathroom.
That's a bold thing
to
do.
It's very bold.
I'm sure he remembers it, because that is bold.
I wish I had a way to get in contact with him and ask him. Like, if there was a way to, like, get his contact information and be like, hey, Glade, this is really random. It's, hey, it's Austin from high school. I was 2 years younger than me. You remember me. He would remember me because...
Do you remember Whitney?
We played football. Yes, and he would remember my sister for sure.
It's funny you bring up stories where you think... You don't think the other person would remember, but like you remember so fondly. When we were in Effingham, Illinois, beautiful Effingham, for friend's wedding.
I've been through Effingham a million times.
Melissa!
Beautiful.
Don't talk about Effingham.
But we, oh my God.
What?
When we stayed at a hotel and like literally like a 1 minute drive was a restaurant and Cracker Barrel. We drove to Cracker Barrel that 1 minute. So, like, we had just literally seen my friends, got in the car.
Cracker Barrel.
And as I got out of the car, I just went, ugh, feels good to get out of that car. Thought nothing of it. Wanted to make Haley laugh. Didn't work. My friend Brian came in minutes later. He goes, I've been laughing about that ever since. And he brings it up to me to this day. He's like, remember that Cracker Barrel drive? That was really funny. I was like, that
was just you stretching
such
getting
a,
out of the
well,
car.
Well, it was a joke because I'm like, it literally, we'd been in the car for 45 seconds. I was like, ah, feels good to get out of that car.
I gotta
that's
go.
That's really funny. Oh, that's his walk off.
Yeah. He's
hey, don't pee in the non vacant urinal. Classic Glade.
Ah, good to get out of this podcast.
Okay.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.